Hi Elaine and Ivy, welcome. Hi. Oh, Elaine, hi. Okay, well I'm a bit shy because I haven't done this for weeks and I'm thinking what is going to come out of my mouth, if anything. We don't know, but we're together, which is really the main thing as far as I'm concerned. Okay. Hi, Carmen. So yes, make sure you're comfortable. Your bodies are as comfortable as possible. And then when you're ready, you can allow your eyes to close. And I always like to really evoke that we're together because of this virtual situation. We need to make a little bit more of a kind of conscious effort to really feel that we've gathered. If it helps you open your eyes and you look at the little squares and you really we really are together in this moment. And we've gathered for a reason, which can remain unnamed, but lives in our hearts. Hi, Barbara. And Barbora. And we gather in a very simple way. We're not going to discuss politics or I don't know, play bridge, which I think is quite complicated. We just gathered mainly to share silence. I mean, I will guide us in a meditation and maybe even some body exploration, but really what we are here to share is our silence, our presence. And we always share it, but we come together to knowingly share it. To celebrate it. This shared presence. Or this shared being. Therefore, when we gather, we don't do anything, we don't have to do anything. Simply, we welcome our experience. Moment by moment. Because we've gathered in the shrine, we welcome our experience and we surrender it. We don't do anything with it. We don't have any agenda with it. Welcoming our experience moment by moment, free of any agenda. Letting our thoughts, our feelings, our sensations, our perceptions just be as they are. No reason for doing. It's not a doing. The mind will look for a reason, and that looking for a reason is welcomed as a kind of mixture of thought and feeling. Breath, sound, tinglings, thoughts, temperature, tension, weight, ripple, flow. It's all placed on our shore, on our shared altar. We don't wrestle with experience. We don't wrestle with a tension or a resistance. We allow it. That's the surrendering to the altar. Just allowing. Yes, even that and that. Allowing that which usually is not allowed. Allowing the not allowing. And when I say allowing, it's really effortless. To begin with, not effortless, we may seem to have to provide a kind of effort in order to allow. But at some point, that effort is allowed. We may be graced with the recognition that this allowing is our true state, our natural state. Just be open. And feel your body because it's in the body usually that the battle takes place. The no, the resistance. It also takes place in the mind, but it takes place in the body in a very convincing way. So welcome your body. Welcome the flow of sensations or the sensations that don't flow. Just welcome the substance of the body in the moment. And perhaps feel that the body, the kind of unfolding of bodily sensations and energy is happening in a field of openness. So there's space for the body. And also perhaps feel we're not confined within a body, but that in fact the body lives in you, not you living in the body living in you. So in fact you are this field of spaciousness in which the body does its body thing. And when the body is given that message that it's allowed to do its body thing because it's unfolding in openness, it has an effect. Feel that effect right this moment. Feel the For example, the sensation of the body where it touches the ground, where your hands are resting, but you don't see your hands, you don't see your pelvis or your legs, you just feel that raw vibration, the warmth, the pulsation. And you're really just feel it unfolding in openness. That means that you can surrender the weight of your pelvis, weight of your hips, weight of your thighs, weight of your hands, your arms, your shoulders. Since you don't live within this body, you need to hold on to this body. Feel your breath. Feel the gentle movement of your belly with the in-breath. Again, no thinking, no visualizing, just a raw, immediate innocence of that movement of the breath. Through your nostrils, the air. Can your belly be free because it's surrounded with openness? Just explore, explore. And feel your face. Feel the habitual layering of tension. But as soon as you feel the tension that we call the face, take that label away and replace it by innocent sensation. Feel your forehead, your eyes, your temples. Just linger a bit, because lingering there a bit sends the message, I love you. I want to know you. Feel your nose, your cheeks, inside your cheeks, your teeth, your tongue, your mouth. Linger there, but don't crystallize anything, because nothing in the body or nothing about the body is fixed. So linger with your mouth. Let her flow. Feel your throat. Your breath. Your ears. Just penetrate your ears just for a bit with your tactile sense, not with your thinking mind. You might have to wrestle a bit. You might have to kick the mind away. Feel your shoulders, are they complaining? What do they need? Feel the tension in the shoulders. Don't do anything. Come closer without doing anything. Listening, saying hello. Breath. Feel your whole body. Sweet body. Even if it's aching, even if it's tense, contracted. Let it be an animal body in this moment. Or a vibration body, or an energy body, but not a solid thing body. Hello, body. Feel the earth under the body, this quality of the air around the body. Sound of Ellen's of my voice caressing your tactile sense. Telling your body you're connected to all bodies, to the earth, to the elements, to this voice. The body doesn't have to do anything, doesn't have to understand. Just let it vibrate. Now slowly, gently, just let your spine collapse around your spine. Just a little bit, it's like a ripple. Let your head round as well. And then very gently, just naturally let the spine elongate again from the lower abdomen up through the front of the torso, just a rising of the spine. Breath in, and then with the exhale, slowly again, the rounding of the spine like a wave. Very slow. Feel that your body is liquid, and all you have to do is listen to the invitation of these words, and it happens almost effortlessly. Again, the rising of the spine from the pubic bone. The whole torso licking the space in front. Feel your top of the top of your head reaching towards the ceiling. Maybe you don't feel that. Maybe it's not possible to feel that. Take your hand, rub the top of your hand, head a little bit. Create a sensation with your head, with your hand. And then take your hand away, feel that little ripple of sensation at the top of your head. And just let that ripple of sensation pull the spine up towards the ceiling. And drop your shoulders down into the earth, drop your hips, your legs, your arms. Through the energy flowing down with the arms and the legs, up with the spine. And now slowly turning the torso towards the left side like a ghost. Place your hands on your left knee, one on top of the other. And then you just surrender your shoulders, let them drop. Surrender your hips. And now the torso floats towards the right. Very, very slow, smooth. Be the openness. The space in which the ghost moves. Torso to the right, but don't push. Ghosts don't push. They don't have muscles anymore. Hand one on top of the other. But it's not a hand, it's a warmth. Warmth on top of warmth penetrating your leg. And then you welcome the whole posture, the whole body. You offer it to the space all around with its contractions, with its pain, with its whatever. Let it be. Yes, and now slowly, very slowly, effortless, is the torso coming back. Don't do it. And again, the rounding of the spine. If you're sitting cross-legged, you can extend your legs in front. Just round the spine. And this time, let the head fall forward so that you're letting the torso move down towards the floor. Your hands can rest on the ground. No pushing, just letting gravity do her work. Breath is free. Oops, I'm probably yelling in your ears because I fell on the mic. Sorry. And then slowly feel a cushion of air that's in that is I'm losing my French, my English because I've been in France too long. A cushion of air under your torso, inflating, carrying the torso back up so it's weightless. Leave a space. Because when you're the space, well, then there's more space for the body to unfold, unravel. And slowly you're tilting your head, your left ear towards your left shoulder. And then slowly let the head fall forward. And begin to trace a circle with your neck and your head. And then, once the movement is started, feel that you don't do it. Feel that you just taste it. That you're the openness, limitless openness. And let the ripple recognize that it is rippling in openness. Let it recognize that it is connected to a field. So that it's not, it's the whole field that is moving, rippling. The breath is part of it. Yes, and now the direction changes, the rippling. Don't do it. Feel the limitlessness. Nothing is solid. No beginning, no end. And then the head comes back, but just let it come back on its own. It's not the head coming back, it's a sensation aligning itself. See it back home without doing it. Now we're going to slowly come to standing. Take your time. Go gently. I'm going to transition on all fours and just let my spine curl and arch a little bit before I come up. See what your body would like to do. Don't ask your head, ask your body directly. What kind of stretching, what kind of movement it might like. And we meet in a standing position. Maybe take your socks off if you still have your socks on. Tilt your computer so you can see me, but it's fine because our eyes are closed anyway. And your feet are just hip width apart. Remember, we're together in the shrine. We are all standing bodies now, welcoming our sensations and sharing something somehow. Recognizing that the substance of every unique experience that we're having is shared by all. And again, welcoming the body, welcome your feet, sensation of weight through the feet, your arms, left arm, just the flow of sensation, tips of your fingers on the left side. Just linger there, feel thumb, your index, your middle finger, ring finger, little finger, space between the fingers. And now the right arm, just note the difference simply from giving a little bit of tactile attention on the left side, the difference with the right side. Hello, right arm. Feel your right arm from the inside. Flowing down, shoulder, upper arm, elbow, lower arm, hand, palm, fingers, space between the fingers. You can slalom between the fingers, fingertips. Legs dropping through the feet. You don't have to fight. Feet can widen and lengthen. And welcome the discomfort rather than resisting the discomfort, which is what we usually do, pretty much 24/7. We resist the discomfort, which is really laying more discomfort on top of pre-existing contraction. So here, right now with me, I feel discomfort. I feel it in my shoulders a bit, in my torso. I feel a bit of tension in my legs, in my calves. See where your discomfort is. Say yes to it. Don't close in on it, but rather show it somehow that it's surrounded with welcoming openness. Let your face, your head perched on top of your spine, your whole body. And now your arms are floating up in front. They're floating up in front, all the way up. They're falling up. No way. Long arms. Pushing the ceiling with the tips of your fingers, yet dropping your shoulders. Long, long arms. Let them touch the sky, and now carving the space right and left. Open your arms as they float down. Just sensation, breath is free. And again, the arms float up in front. Don't do it. They're falling, there's no weight, all the way up. Tasting, touching the air and the tips of the fingers to the ceiling, and then carving the space right and left, long, long fingers touching the walls to the right and left. Slow. And the breath is free, and the body says, ooh, we're moving, we're alive. Now folding your arms, your forearms up, your upper arms along your torso. Fingertips are dropping down to the floor, and then just let your shoulders, like two clouds, float up towards your ears. But your feet are making love with the earth. Completely open the feet. And the shoulders flow down, very slow, very smooth. It's a sensation, pouring a sensation into openness, slow. More and more and more, dropping the shoulders. Once again, shoulders floating up through the space all around. You don't do anything. And then slowly pouring the shoulders down. And then let the arms go. And now the torso comes down in front. Maybe your knees are a little bit bent. You just letting the torso come all the way down in front. If the body can, if it can't, you adapt. And you bend the knees as much as necessary so that your torso can be resting on your thighs. You can let the head go. No reason to do this. This isn't traditional yoga. It's just saying hello to body yoga. Now the cushion of air under the torso is lifting the torso as it inflates, so there's no effort as the spine comes back towards the vertical, slow, gentle breath. Earth, space, and now the arms float up again, long fingers. They stop at the horizontal. Touch the wall in front, go through the wall in front. And the right arm continues up to the vertical. Make sure the breath is always free. To move wherever it wants, resting the left arm on the horizontal, resting the right arm in the right arm. Now the head turns towards the left side. Make sure those hands are alive, not dead. Stop the head movement, don't go too far, just feel the whole posture and empty it wherever it can be emptied. With the openness. Now slowly switching. Don't do it. Enjoy it. Including that unpleasantness, enjoy it. If it could be replaced, the label by intensity. Long fingers, now the right arm horizontal, the left arm vertical, the head towards the right. The breath is free. And then we come back slowly. Switching. The weight towards the left and then sloshing the weight towards the right as if the body was full of water, and now as it moves towards the right, the water sloshes to the right. I'm not sure sloshing is a word, but I like it. And again to the left, slosh. And when the weight is on the left, Feel the connection of the sole of the left foot with the earth. Is it a fight or is it a friendship? Now again to the right. Slowly, don't do it. Is the breath free? Back. Don't do it. Let it come back where it wants to go. Yes. And slowly the weight again towards the left. Open your eyes a little bit. Find an anchor with your eyes and let your right knee rise up. Balancing. And then you raise your arms to the horizontal. And now you switch slowly. Arms come down, right foot comes down, switching towards the right side like a Tai Chi master. Left knee comes, floats up. Arms float up. Breath is free. And again, left foot down, arms come down, switch to the left, it's like a little bird. Let your arms kind of flow however they might like. Maybe as the right knee comes up, your arms come up to the side, and then knees come down, arms come down, wings come down, you switch to the right, and then wings unfold, right, left knee comes up. You get my gist, I'm not being very clear. It really doesn't matter if you don't do it exactly as described. One more time to the left. And come back. Close your eyes, let your arms go. Now just listen for movement. Without opening your eyes. Without referring to the thinking mind. Refer to energy or feeling or emotion and see how movement arises. So because we're not referring to past or images or mind, it might look very strange. It doesn't have to look pretty. Make sure that the breath is a help. Somehow breath and movement or sensation of movement have a very special relationship. And your hands and arms and your head and your hips and all the articulations of the body are ready. Ready to participate with fingers, the mouth, your hair, your teeth, your breath, your smell. Feel that you are allowing a very ancestral, old way of knowing through direct movement, as if intuition was taking shape of a dance, moment by moment. It's saying something, but we cannot translate with words. And here, if emotions are waking up, again, it's not about reading the label of the emotion, but listening to its raw, tactile shape. And it's not just the body here, it's the earth and the air and Ellen's voice and a convergence of the totality in this one expression. And I always encourage us to give space to something that may rise, that may be very personal, that is more of a feeling that doesn't get a chance to be expressed. And here is a perfect place to really give it a shape, a movement, even a sound. See how it unfolds from very personal to less and less personal because it's allowed. Don't be afraid to, if you can, if you don't have neighbors under you or a sleeping baby next door or whatever, don't be afraid to take space, to make noise, to be a bit wild. Feel that this body is surrounded with absolute welcoming. It can reveal what it holds. In fact, it must reveal what it holds. It's just a moment of intimacy with the body, not something we do very much in our culture. So sometimes there's resistance to this free allowing of bodily movement, but in time there's a more familiarity with this language, with this realm. So if you do feel resistance, I encourage you to stay and allow the resistance itself to move. To speak its movement language. And gently now we begin to come back towards stillness. Maybe bring your feet back together. Maybe bring in your hands back towards your body. They may want to rest somewhere on your body. Or maybe there's a gesture with your hands, a posture. Just see what happens. Trust in your hands, they carry some intelligence. Let them touch or gesture, maybe move from one gesture to the next, slowly as we close this moving moment. Just give your hands a chance to speak. Just to your body, perhaps to the earth, to the space, to the world, to other beings. Don't be afraid, even if your mind says this is so stupid and new agey and no. Minds don't get this. And find one final position. And completely welcome it. Let it be in you. This last position, let it breathe in you. And then gently, slowly, we're going to come back down to a seated position. And your eyes are still closed. Until your body, maybe your body and your heart are more of the same. I don't know how to put it into words, but maybe body and heart have found each other. Feel your breath. Feel the space, the silence all around. Feel the body, heart, breath, space, Ellen's voice, they're all intimately connected. In ways that the mind just cannot grasp. So, there, mind. No, I'm kidding. Mind is a great tool. Feel your breath, because the breath is magical. Let your breath be free of the breather that usually likes to control the breath. Feel the breather, the real breather is this totality that we're sharing. Just allow each in breath to come from the totality. And out breath. Go back to the totality like a wave. Pull the in-breath. Why pull it since it comes like a gift? Each time it comes. And don't push the out-breath. It will go and it will take what is ready to be taken. In fact, don't be involved with the breathing at all. Feel that you're the space at the bottom of the out-breath. You are that space out of which the breath rises. And you are that space out of which everything arises, including everything. Long in breath, long out. Smooth, same substance all the way, even breath. Pause at the top, pause at the bottom. Yes, and then don't do anything, just abiding. Together. In the mystery. Thank you. Thank you. I'm bringing you closer. It's really nice to be together, and as always, I'm a bit frustrated that we can't touch. Yeah, and hug, exactly. Oh, hi, Emma Jane. I didn't see you before. Hi. Okay. Anybody would like to speak? It's your gig now. You can speak and share and ask and whatever. Hi. Hi, Leslie. Don't be shy, and if you want to say something or ask something or just wave. Alex.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. We'll tell you. I think we can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it's cool.
Yes, just make sure you speak up because it's a little bit faint.
Okay.
Hi.
Lately I've been
Is
realizing
this your
that
first time, Alex? It's your first time,
it
no?
is, yes.
Okay. Welcome.
Thank you. Yes, lately I've been I realized that sometimes in my attempt to allowing, I was taking the shortcut of cutting myself from feeling. Yes, if you want to speak a little bit about that.
Can you say a bit more about in your attempt to welcome, did you say?
To allow, obviously it's easier. If you're not all mixed up with the feeling, it feels easier to allow it to unfold, but it can also be very easy to just separate yourself from the feeling in a way and feel like you've done your homework well and you can move on, you know?
How was it for you today?
It was good. Yes.
But I mean, did you have that experience of cutting yourself off from
No,
the
no, no.
feeling? I mean, I think if you it's a bit of a general question, Alex, but if you at any given moment are aware that you are, so to speak, cutting yourself from your feeling. At that moment, you have the choice not to, right?
If I notice, yes, I have.
But if you don't notice, how do you know that you're cutting yourself from your feelings?
I would say in retrospect, I recognize that it is a pattern I have been, yeah, you have the memory in the body that the pattern has been actually going on for a while.
I mean, I wouldn't, if I were you, Alex, I wouldn't have a big thing about it. I would just a big thing about, you must allow and get in touch with your feelings and all this, because that's going to become another kind of agenda that will come from an unpleasant place of, I think, I don't know how to say, like, yeah, I do think it's very important that maybe as I think our culture doesn't encourage that still very much, and maybe for guys it's even less encouraged to come into the body in that way of welcoming feelings. I would definitely encourage you to, but don't be missionary about it. It will happen spontaneously. Out of the more you take your stand, so to speak, or the more you recognize that your essential nature, it includes everything and wants to taste everything, wants to know everything, because That's the nature of creation. And that, so we all carry that within us, that love for experience. Why? Because experiences are is our baby, you could say. So just cultivate maybe that understanding, and little by little, naturally, maybe you'll begin to widen your range, to include the realm of feelings. And we're such a thinking culture, so it is a bit of a, you know, you have to go there a bit, but don't make it a mission. Does that help or no?
Yes, it did. Thank you.
Okay. Are you French?
I am.
Ah, enchanté.
Merci, enchanté.
Yeah, merci de venir. Ayelka and Sophia. Oh, Nicole La Liberté. That's a wonderful name. Où est Nicole La Liberté? Hello.
Hi.
Are you also French?
Well, no, not really. I mean, French Canadian on my father's side a couple of generations back. But yeah, La Liberté.
Quite a name, isn't it?
Lots to live up to. really, I just wanted to say thank you. And it was so great to show up here today and taste your presence and experience everything that I did today. It was really moving for me to something very validating about your gentleness, your inquisitiveness, and really moving the perspective towards source and letting source inhabit, as well as the recognition that this body is swimming in that source. So hard to find words for it, but
I feel quite well. Okay. Hard to put words to this.
It's very hard to put words, but I feel, you know, I've been swimming in these understandings for a really long time, and I feel like I'm at a moment in my own development where it's starting to move out now. Mm-hmm. I'm taking little baby steps and
oh, you froze, Nicole. We lost you.
Oh, sorry.
There you are. A little frozen baby step.
Oh, yeah, a little frozen baby step. I'm up in Northern California. I just moved to a redwood forest. And
how beautiful. I hope you're safe, and I hope that your baby steps take you out, and you definitely have a way with your words. So
thank you. Yeah, step by step.
Yes. Merci.
Merci.
Merci. It's nice to see you. Keith, you're very quiet, concerned about you.
Hi, I'm okay.
Good.
Ellen.
Who's talking?
Asha. I don't have very much to say because I'm feeling a lot of spaciousness. And whenever you say that the body, you are in the body and not the body is in you, it gives me a very big boom. Because during my...
The other way around, Aisha.
That was my struggle during my life, because my spiritual journey, because the body is a very big challenge for me during my spiritual journey. And that's why your meditations and your classes suits so well with my soul's longing to develop the spaciousness in me, or the spaciousness who I am and what I am.
Yeah.
And the last years, I just feel the unraveling of the body, because the body was such a big challenge for me. And what I see and experience now is that all that which was suppressed and oppressed is coming out in the form of pain and sensations and all that stuff. And the big challenge now is to allow that pain, and I'm wrestling with, what is the difference between allowing that pain that it be, and the other theories of positive thinking? You are the creator of your life, and you are the creator, and
You mean using positive thinking to try and alleviate the suffering?
Yes, exactly. And,
well, maybe sometimes it's okay to, well, not to, sometimes, I know sometimes, for example, it might be nice to breathe in some love, mm-hmm. some mm-hmm. things, like that kind of thing, if it's, mm-hmm. why not?
Yeah, I'm doing that very much. And still, I think, the mind is saying, if you allow everything, the pain and the suffering, isn't life, I'm searching for the English word, isn't life a blessing, or is it a curse then? If you allow everything, even your...
That's a good point. I think it's, sometimes it's, well, curse might be a bit...
heavy.
I mean, let's be honest here, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Life is not just pure bliss and light, mm-hmm. and happy. You know? Mm-hmm. Life includes suffering, mm-hmm. and sadness and darkness sometimes. Mm-hmm. It seems to me that creation includes all of these, mm-hmm. shades, and our own lives, our own experiences as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's why this is so opening for me, because during my whole life, I've read a lot of about spiritual awakening and so forth. And I think we have been taught that spirituality is blissful, only bliss. And what I experience here is that spirituality is inclusiveness, and that's a new, not a new, but another perspective.
Yeah. It's inclusive, and there is also here an exploration of, try to relax the belief in being a separate self, because a separate self, that doesn't exist, but that belief, mm-hmm. intensifies, you could say, the curse. Uh-huh. In other words, if you are aligned more or less, but more rather than less, to the understanding that you're not a fragment, that you, mm-hmm. are an expression of the totality, and that your essential nature is awareness, mm-hmm. you're not spared, mm-hmm. spared the possibilities of anything, mm-hmm. but you will not resist it or be a victim of it as much, or whatever the separate self does to, friend goes by me, because I can. So there will be a deep understanding, but it's organic. We cannot put that on. We have to humbly and steadfastly explore this understanding and uproot the belief in separation without having these notions that now it's all going to be
Thank you.
You're welcome, Ashton. But the happiness, you know, the bliss and the happiness that the spiritual teachings are pointing to are much deeper. And there's a misunderstanding, because that bliss or happiness is inclusive of darkness or suffering. You see what I mean? And sometimes people think, well, if I'm going to be spiritual, I'm going to feel happy and bliss. Not necessarily. On a very essential, subtle level, yes. But that doesn't mean that you won't be riddled with grief at some point. It's hard for me to put into words. Clearly, I have not mastered this understanding yet. But anyway, I hope. Marie-Louise? Yes. Hi there.
Hi, Ellen. Thank you for that session. That was really lovely. And as you were talking then, I just wondered something about being and my body, because you said, you know, we are an expression of totality. Now, my head cannot kind of get it around that idea at all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like somehow my body knows that.
Yes.
And when I'm moving my body, or when I'm allowing my body to move in the way that you did in this session, it takes me closer to my being, and then that's like a portal to that totalness, what have you called it? I wrote it down, the
limitlessness.
Yeah, the totality. It's something like my body has access to it in a way that my mind doesn't.
Well, that's very astute observation, I think, Marie-Louise, because the mind thinking is really, it's mediating. It's always, the mind, which is a great tool, is always interposing itself between an object and a subject. I feel this, you know, that's what the mind does. It labels, it commentates, it discriminates. And it's a useful tool when it's obviously used for deepening your understanding, etc. But the body just is part of the total. There's no doubt about it. It's just, you know, you were born out of your mother. You know, you could never trace the beginning of you. And when you die, your body, you know, it's just part of this continuum, the body, and on a much deeper, mysterious level too. But so there's the intuition is accessible through the body somehow.
Yeah.
And knowing.
It just knows.
Yeah, and I wouldn't worry about trying. I mean, sometimes it's interesting to try to. Yeah, to understand with the mind, to try to find that line of reasoning that will help you put the mind to rest.
I'm kind of given up on that, really. You know, I don't have that hunger, you know, meant that intellectual kind of hunger anymore. But there is a deepening of that sense of something in me which knows, and that I can access that through my body.
Yeah, well, trust that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thank you. I really enjoyed it so much.
Nice to have you with us.
I'm glad I came.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's time for a poet in residence. do you have something for us, Coco? I don't know. It's been so long. Yes? Great.
Hi.
Ears. Hi.
I think I have two. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Two perfect poems. Ellen, okay. Well, I for some reason I can see my whole face and everything on the screen, and I don't know how to get rid of it. That never happens. Is it you doing it?
No, oh. But don't worry about it because you're gorgeous. Enjoy yourself.
Okay. So I do have two perfect poems. This first one is called Hawks. Surely you too have longed for this, to pour yourself out on the rising circles of the air, to ride unthinking on the flesh of emptiness. Can you claim in your civilized life that you have never leaned toward the headlong dive, the snap of bones, the chance to be so terrible, so free from evil, beyond choice? The air that they are riding is the same breath as your own. How could you not remember that some swift stillness binds your cells in balance, rushes through the pulsing circles of your blood? Each breath proclaims it. The flash of feathers, the chance to rest on such a muscled quietness, to be in that fierce presence, holy wind, holy wild. Well, I think that's why we love so much invitation for uncontrived movement. I mean, why would we have to be, you know, invited to that? But just to express that which is what is inside us. Like, you know, I don't think so often about seeds, but once in a while, the thought of a seed occurs to me, and how amazing it is, and how the thought came when today just. During this, which came first, the flower or the seed, you know? And I think that thought came because of this poem that I just found today. It's about light. Well, bringing the darkness toward the light, which you'll hear about, but you know, if you think about a seed and how it takes shape, like, it must form what is inside it. And can you imagine, like, the infinity in a seed? Just so I just think of ourselves that way. Well, I'll say myself
That's
that way.
Beautiful, Corinne. That's beautiful what you just said.
Just all the darkness, you know? Like, I think of, like, a seed like a black hole. No, the opposite of a black hole, like a bursting forth of light. It doesn't suck like, but it's that in the same infinity, you know, containerlessness in a way. So think of all the dark things. Like, I decided that I'm going to think of them as seed, you know, as infinite potential for whatever, like, or comes from them. And you just consider as when you feel hopeless and like you just want to die in the ground, you know? So this poem is called Surrounded by Sheep and Low Ground. When death comes, we take off our clothes and gather everything we left behind. What is dark, broken, touched with shame. When death demands we give an accounting, naked, we present our lives in bundles. See how much these weigh, we tell him, refusing to deny what we have lived. Everything that is touched by light loves the light. We, the stubbornest grass, we who reel at the taste of sap and want our spirits cleansed will not betray the weeds, snake, or crippled mare. Never leave behind what the light shone on. That's by Linda Gregg. I don't know her well, but I want to now. So anyway, that's for us.
That's so beautiful, Corinne. And you know, you're just a poem. The way you spoke about the seed and the darkness, and that was really, I'll send you the, well, you'll get the video, but listen to yourself. It's beautiful. Maybe it will spawn a poem.
You know, Ellen and us all. But oh, one more, because it's not a poem. It's just a little, it's just a little statement from Thomas Merton. And he says that let me seek the gift of silence and solitude, where everything I touch is turned into a prayer. Where the sky is my prayer, the birds are my prayer, the wind in the trees is my prayer. It's like that.
Yeah. Thank you, Coco.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone, for coming. It's lovely. Feel free to, Martina says, thank you, Coco. Feel free to unmute yourselves and say goodbye. Annie, you're in the dark, but it's nice to see you. I like that you're in the dark. You just let the natural light.
Thank you. Lovely to see you too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Hope to see you again soon, everyone.
I love you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you, Ellen. Thank you.
I'll be here next week.
Wow, it's beautiful.
Bye, Sophia. Bye-bye. Bye, Charlie. Bye, Martina.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ian. Bryceland.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye, Emma Jane. Really nice to see you. Bye, owner. I can't remember your name. Remind me your name. Oh, you're muted. That's okay. I remember your face. It's nice to see you. Bye bye.
Masha.
Oh, that's it.
Nathan, for some reason from Borg, they put owner.
Owner, that's a good word name.
I don't know how to change it.
And the Dane, could I just ask you a really quick question?
Of course.
I didn't want to ask earlier because it's just technical stuff. But I don't know if you got my email. I don't think so. No, because I had just asked if I could have access to your schedule.
Oh.
I saw on your new website, it's written that you're really booked. You're fully booked, but I don't know if...
I'll send you an email. That's weird. I didn't send me another email just to make sure I get your emails.
I sent you a couple, like one before the holidays and one just a day or two ago. And I thought you were not getting them. They might be going in your spam or something.
Okay, I'll have a look and I'll write to you tomorrow, Emma Jane.
No problem. Merci beaucoup.
Avec plaisir.
A
bientôt. Bye. Bye, Leslie.
Hi, Ellen. I just wanted to say that I had the most beautiful hawk visit us here today. So Coco read the poem about the hawk, it was just sort of this beautiful. Wow. I mean, it's very unusual. And this gorgeous bird was swooping through my yard and came to rest nearby. And it was
synchronicities. I love it. Yeah.
All a prayer.
Yeah. She's gone, Coco. She would have liked to hear that.
Yeah, I'll text her.
Yeah.
Send her the picture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Post it on Facebook or something.
Yes.
Ciao, everyone.
Night, great night. To see you all. Love you. See you next week.
Bye.